Is that a dead body?
I asked Philby as I looked out the garage window. Philby didn't answer because, one, she's rude like that. And two, she's a cat. Still, she could flick her tail or something to show she agreed with me. Next door, in the darkness, I saw my neighbors carrying what looked a lot like a body from their detached garage to their back door. It was quite a coincidence, really. I was taking the trash out and found my cat throwing herself at the small window as if a giant mouse made of albacore tuna was dancing just out of reach on the other side. Philby gave me a long look, implying that I was an idiot for stating the obvious. But then, she looked like Hitler, so she wasn't allowed to judge me. The lights came on inside the neighbor's house, but I only saw two people silhouetted on the shade. Well, I said to my cat, obviously they aren't going to lift the body and use it like a puppet just so we can see it. Philby looked at me as if to say that normal people would do just that. Kinda like she does when she catches and kills a mouse. Cats think they know everything. I pulled out my cell and called my fiancé, Detective Rex Ferguson, who lived across the street. Mary? He asked. He sounded sleepy. I could have walked across the street and woken him up in person, but that seemed a little inconvenient to me.
I think the neighbors killed a guy and carried him into their house.
I kept my voice quiet and my eyes on the window.
What time is it?
Rex replied as though he heard this kind of thing all the time from me.
I don't know. I squinted at the phone. 1 o'clock. In the morning.
I'm not sure why I added that last bit, because obviously it was in the early morning, and Rex was a detective, capable of determining that on his own.
You're dreaming, he mumbled. Go back to bed.
Why would I be dreaming in my garage? Besides, I don't have neighbors on the other side of my house where the bedroom is. I'm wide awake and looking at them right now.
I pictured him rubbing his eyes.
Maybe whoever they were carrying was sick or inebriated. Do you have anything else to go on?
I think I know a dead body when I see one.